This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Eight missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwadi, Samba, Arispura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. Defense sources said that all the missiles were intercepted and blocked by the air defense units. Sources said that the visuals from the Jammu remind of the exactly of the Hamas-style attack on Israel. The Pakistan army is operating and behaving like a terrorist organization, Hamas, and the sources said that the Pakistan ISI and the Hamas met last month in POK. The military stations of Jammu, Pathankot and Udhampur in proximity to the international boundary were targeted by the Pakistan using the missiles and the drones. There have been no losses and the threat was neutralized by the Indian Armed Forces and the SOP by the kinetic and the non-kinetic means. The defense sources and the drones were sighted by the multiple places in the Western Front and confirmed to be hostile. These were effectively engaged by the Indian air defense systems. Meanwhile, at around 11 p.m. last night, Border Security Force foiled a major infiltration bid at the international boundary of Jammu Kashmir Samba district. In view of the recent aggregation from the Pakistan side, the Kishangarh, Bhuntar and Ludhiana airports have been closed. Earlier operations of several airports including Rajasthan, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh have been suspended. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has dismissed the media reports claiming that the airports across the country have been closed, calling them incorrect. At the same time, the Delhi airport has issued travel advisory saying that the operation remain normal. Some flights are impacted due to the changing airspace conditions and the heightened security. The External Affairs Minister Dr. Ravi Jaishankar spoke with the U.S. Secretary of the State Marco Rubio and underlined India's targeted and measured response to cross-border terrorism. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India will firmly counter any attempts at escalation. He said that he deeply appreciates the U.S. commitment to work with India in the fight against terrorism. The External Affairs Minister Dr. Ravi Jaishankar discussed India's targeted and measured response to formally counter terrorism in teleconference with Indian Deputy Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani. Dr. Jaishankar stated that any escalation with Pakistan will see a strong response. The External Affairs Minister also discussed at an ongoing developments with the EU High Representative of the Foreign Affairs and the Security Policy, Kaja Kallas, and India has been measured in its actions and any escalation with a firm response, added Dr. Jaishankar. The Indian Armed Forces targeted air defense radars and systems at a number of locations in Pakistan yesterday morning. According to the Defense Ministry, it has been learned that the air defense system at Lahore has been neutralized. The ministry said that the Indian response has been in the same domain with the same intensity as Pakistan. Pakistan attempted to engage with a number of military targets in the northern and the western India, including Avantipura, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Amritsar, Kapurthala, Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Adampur, Bhatinda, Chandigarh, Nal, Palori, Uttarlai and Bhuj using drones and missiles on Thursday. These were neutralized by the integrated counter UAS grid and air defense systems. The ministry said that Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortars and heavy caliber artillery in the areas of Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri, Poonch, Mendar and Rajouri districts of Jammu and Kashmir. The ministry said that the 16 innocent lives have been lost, including 3 women and 5 children due to the Pakistani firing. In retaliation, India has compelled to respond to bring the mortar and the artillery fire from Pakistan to a halt. Defense sources said that the inputs with respect to the suicide attack by the terrorists at Pathankot or Rajouri is completely false. They also said there has been no movement of tanks on either sides. The Delhi government has cancelled all leaves of its officials and the officers until further notice. In an official order, it stated that the decision was made in light of the prevailing situation and the necessity to ensure the preparedness of the emergency response system. American prelate Robert Francis Prevost has been elected as the new pope, becoming the first American pontiff in the history of the Catholic Church. He will take the pontifical name of Pope Leo XIV. And that is the end of this news bulletin.